Hey, I want to tell you about a new mini course that I have. It's called the 5-Minute Shift. One of the most frequent questions that I get from people on social media and clients is, how do I stop feeling anxious? How do I stop feeling upset? How do I stop feeling angry at my spouse? How do I stop feeling a certain way and get to something that feels better? This mini course is to answer that question. It's a 30-minute video. You get a cheat sheet and the slides, plus a Q&A and a why this works video. But really all you need is the 30-minute video, the how-to. It's a process I use every single day, multiple times a day. I have clients who use it and have experienced huge changes in their life. And if you practice this method over and over again, I promise you'll be able to shift any emotion in around 90 seconds to about 5 minutes. So if you're somebody who feels like you get stuck in emotions, you stew in emotions, you spiral in them, and you really wish that you could get out of them and it didn't involve scrolling or eating or shopping or any of that, this is for you. It's $29. There's a link in the show notes, and I hope you enjoy it. Welcome back to Calmer Conversations, the podcast where you learn how to help your brain become a calmer place to be so that it's easier to feel exactly how you want to feel in your daily life. Whether that's feeling calm and confident, content, or even joyful, or just like you've done enough of the right things at the end of the day, or all of the above. I'm Cecilia Mandrick. I'm a certified life coach, yoga therapist, and founder of the Calm Brain Academy. If you're ready to shift the patterns of self-sabotage, procrastination, daily overwhelm, people-pleasing, and perfectionism, you're in the right place. Not only is it possible to change the conversation between your brain and your body, when you do, you'll change your life in the process. And you're one step closer just by joining me today. Ready? Let's dive in. Hey, and welcome to Calmer Conversations. I'm Cecilia, your host. Today, we're going to check in with those pillars of health that I mentioned in our last episode. So in the last episode, we went through a look back and a look forward, or at least a small taste of what we do inside the Life Lab. And today, I'm going to check in with the 12 pillars that kind of guide the work that we do of health. First, we're going to start with just a moment to check in with yourself. If you're driving or walking, you might kind of resettle in your shoes, in your seat. If you're sitting at your desk, you're lying down, or you're sitting on the couch, you might just maybe give yourself a wiggle or a shake. See if you can come into this moment. You might, if you're not walking or driving, close your eyes or soften your gaze. You might take a few intentional deeper breaths, maybe make a sigh or sound with each exhale. You might even place a hand on your body somewhere. You might see if you can notice a few things, perhaps with your senses, so maybe taste in your mouth or things you can hear. You might notice physical sensations or thoughts or emotions. Seeing if you can notice what's present for you without judging yourself. So simply becoming aware. And then you might ask yourself, what is my intention for this next bit of time that we have together? If I want to get something out of this, what might it be? How can I support myself today? And see what comes up. And then as you feel ready, coming back to your body and your location, back to your more wide awake and alert state of being. Welcome back. I'm continually impressed in my own life how much 1 minute of checking in can really matter. So that was just over a minute of a check-in for you. Hopefully you feel a little bit more grounded, a little bit more centered, a little bit more at home in your own life. Okay, so I mentioned last week that I have these kind of guided 12 core pillars, right? I've heard this before that our health or like our well-being or perhaps our, I don't know, like our resilience is kind of a stool, right? And that we need a certain number of legs to balance. So of course you can balance on one leg. It takes a lot of work, right? It's easier to balance on two, but it's a lot easier to balance on three or even four. And the more legs you have that are kind of working to your advantage, the easier it is to stay balanced or to recover when you fall out of balance, right? So for instance, if you're on one leg and you fall out of balance, you might fall over entirely. If you have two legs, it's a little easier. But if you have three, you're even more solid. And four, you have four points of contact with the ground. You have a lot of stability there. And the point of this check-in is sort of like what we talked about with the look back and look forward. Last week, it's not to shame yourself or to know that you have to be better, that you're even trying to be something entirely. It's that this is a journey and a path, and that it can be really helpful to look around, right? If you're following a map, or I can like imagine you're on a trail and you're just looking at the ground. You're not actually looking at your surroundings. You don't actually know where you are or if you're headed in the right direction. And so the more often we can check in with ourselves to different degrees, it can help us go where we want to go, right? Because if we know we're moving in the right direction, if we're looking for evidence that we're moving in the right direction, we start to move in the direction that we want to go in. And even naming the direction we want to go in is really powerful. So I'm going to touch kind of briefly on the different main categories and then the subcategories that I include for myself, but also for my clients, because I think it's really helpful. And so if you want to kind of write these down and do a little evaluation for yourself, I think I love doing it. I've done it a lot. It can feel scary the first time you do it. It can also take a really long time. So take time with this if you'd like to and see what comes up for you. Okay. So I think, like I said, there for me, there are these four main legs of the stool, and it's health, resources, relationships, and purpose. And I'm going to break all of those down, right? Into 12 core pillars. 12 might be too many for you. That's totally fine to adjust it. You can also increase. You don't need to be firing and running on all 12 cylinders all the time, but it's really helpful to keep a pulse on them. And at different seasons of life and when different things are happening, you will actually notice that you have a preference or a pull to spend more time in one or two areas. If you're watching this, you can see that I have a sleeping baby on my back. And so for instance, for me right now, they're in the relationship category. Family is really a priority. But at other points in my life, that hasn't been the highest one. Okay, so the first, and I will say again, as I said yesterday, as you're doing this, it can be really easy to go into the should category. Oh, I should be here. I should be further. Things should be different than they are. And I really want you to tap into that gentle observer, that non-judgmental awareness, and see if you can kind of report on these categories with kindness and compassion, maybe even thinking of your future self looking back, right? Most people, when they look at photos of past versions of themselves, they have a lot of compassion. They're like, wow, I did so much and I was working so hard and I'm so proud of me. Having that kind of view on this can really turn it from being a report card or a judgment exercise into one of growth and one of compassion and one of excitement even. By the way, you're already doing great. So if you're here and you're working on this, you're doing great. All right. So for each of these, from a high perspective, how would you rank these main areas of your life? Again, health, resources, relationships, and purpose. What's going well? What are you proud of? Where do you feel called to make changes? And I like to do the questions in that order, what's going well, because that takes your brain immediately into a place of like, well, what is working in this area? Because there's probably something working in it. And really asking yourself that and getting yourself to answer that question first is really powerful. And then asking, do I feel called to make any changes? Because sometimes there'll be an area where you're thinking, I wouldn't give myself a 10 out of 10 here, maybe even an 8 out of 10 here, but I don't really feel called to make many changes right now. And that's okay. Right. So really noticing, where do I feel called or where do I want to make changes? Health. Okay. Within health, I have, again, remembering this, what's working, what are you proud of? What are your priorities even in this season of your life? Within health, I have physical health, mental health, emotional health, and nervous system health. So there are four different areas of health. If it's you're not a divider, you can keep it just as health. But for me, it can be helpful to interrogate each one of those, because sometimes they're not always at the same level. Sometimes they're not always my priorities. Sometimes I've forgotten that they are a priority and that I do want to spend more time and effort here. And so within each of those, you can look at things like for my physical health, like what does my nourishment look like right now? Like how am I nourishing my physical body? How am I moving my physical body? What does my rest look like in that place? And where would I rank my vitality? And when I start to break the physical health down into those categories, I start to really get a pulse on that one aspect. How is it supporting me? How is it a key part of my life? Okay, so with the health, again, I've broken each of those down even further. That's in the that's within the longer kind of breakdown of this. But physical health, mental health, emotional health, and nervous system health. Beyond that, and you please pause this and spend as much time on these as you'd like to. Resources. Resources are the things that allow us to live our lives. They support us to be us, to explore, to live fully. I've chosen within right now, the ones that I look at are time, money, and support. But within resources, you could sub different things out, like your attention, your creativity, your environment around you, any other resources that help you, nature, right? And so the questions that I might ask for these and picking three resources, how do I relate to this resource right now? How do I allow this resource in my life? Or what is my relationship with this resource like? How might things change for me if my relationship to this resource changed? And what limiting thoughts or beliefs are currently showing up here? And then asking that, what changes do I feel called to make if there are changes that I feel called to make? So that's resources, right? Resources are the things that support you in living your life. Picking a few of them that really are important to you at this phase. Again, I have time, money, and support, but nature has been on there previously. And these are, again, things that support you. I just said this. Things you and support you in living your life. But pick ones that matter to you. Time is a really big one for so many people. And so really looking at your relationship with something like time can be powerful in shifting how you use it. After resources, I look at relationships. And so the relationships that I've broken down, again, how I like to look at it are my relationship with myself first, my close inner circle, and this has changed over years, what that actually looks like. Right now, it's immediate family, some friends, but what is your close inner circle and what does your outer circle look like? And questions I like to ask around relationships are, where am I most connected? What relationships support me and how do they support me? How am I showing up to these relationships? What changes do I feel called to make? And what relationships do I feel called to have in my life that I don't currently have or I'm not currently nurturing? So again, you can change those words, but it's three kind of relationships, right? So far we've had four health, three resources, three relationships. So that gives us to 10. And then I look at purpose or inner wisdom. And I've broken that down into purpose and passion and presence, daily energy, and joy. And so those are maybe like big buckets. But with this last category of purpose and even inner wisdom, right? You're creating the reality you want with your desire, with your energy, with what you believe is possible for you. And so can you give yourself the gift of presence in your life, of passion, of joy? This relates to like, what do you actually want in life? Where are you giving it to yourself? Where are you not giving it to yourself? How can I start to give it to myself in my life? The questions that I love to ask here are, what makes me feel alive in life? What do I know that brings me joy? How am I or not prioritizing that in my life? How can I give this to myself, these things to myself in big or small ways? And if I look at my belief or disbelief around being able to have these, how do my beliefs support me? So this last category, which I have like two kind of subcomponents, it's really about where in my life am I allowing joy? Am I allowing presence? Am I allowing that kind of like flow of life through me? And this could be in different places for different people at different phases of life, but really checking in with yourself and noticing, do I have joy? Do I have presence? Do I have the things that help me feel alive? And if I don't, how can I start to give that to myself more? Okay, so these are the 12 pillars of health. A check-in for you. I go a lot more in depth within the Life Lab, but if you are starting this work and you want to do a check-in, start now and maybe look at it again in another couple months or maybe in 6 months or a year and really ask, where would I like to be in these different areas versus where I am now? That's always a question that I have. And that's something that if you're into journaling, it's really powerful to journal about, this is where I am right now. This is the check-in, and where do I want to be as I go forward? So at the very least, do those for each of those categories. It's so much fun to actually look back at journals and see where I wanted to be and where I actually am now, how these things have actually come into my life. So if nothing else, this is a fun time capsule that you can do for yourself. And the more you orient yourself to where you want to be, the more those things start to flow into your life. It was so amazing to have you here today. Thank you for tuning in. Come say hi on Instagram. Share this with a friend if you feel called. And I will see you the next time. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Calmer Conversations. Take what you learned today and use it in your life. Even if it feels a little awkward or clumsy at first, remember these are practices and that real change comes from implementation. Then send me a message over on Instagram or TikTok and let me know what worked or didn't work. If you want to dig deeper into something from today's episode, all of the resources can be found at the link below in the show notes. If you like this episode, there's a great chance that you'll love working with me. Join my monthly coaching community by visiting me on Instagram or my website, www.ceciliabmandrick.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts, and I'll see you back here next Thursday.